And now the game where people on top of the world spend a little time down here with us. Olympian Lindsey Vonn put on her first pair of skis at the age of 2 and before long was racing down mountains at 80 miles an hour, racking up win after win as one of the world's best downhill skiers. She is now the host of Amazon's The Pack, which is like The Amazing Race if you got rid of all the annoying people and replaced them with adorable dogs. Lindsey Vonn, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
So Lindsey, couple of questions. I've been skiing my whole life and I've never gotten that good. Now you started at a young age. So do you remember when you were like, wow, I'm good at this and I could be the world champ?
It wasn't until I was a bit older. I actually was really slow when I was a kid. My coach actually made fun of me and called me a turtle, but it took a while for sure. I wouldn't say that I knew that I was going to be anything good until I was probably 13 or 14 years old.
So when you realized you're going to be good, did you call that coach and be like, yo, it's Turtle. What's up, dude?
Ironically, he was my dad's coach as well. He's from Austria. So he kind of played it like he knew that I was going to be that good. He just like said it to kind of antagonize me. So,
tough love.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So he turned around. He's like, I was trying to push her the whole way. I knew she was going to be very much champion.
Yeah. I always knew you would win.
Did your coach ever set up like a fake rivalry with your dad? Was he like, oh yeah, your father, he couldn't do this when he was your age?
No, it would be like, I knew you would beat your father. If you would race your father, you would for sure beat your father.
Like, it was like, I love that everyone just went all in on this accent.
Yeah.
But we've just agreed that that's what it is.
It sounded similar. I would say we're all not very good, but.
You know, I watched your documentary on HBO, which I highly recommend. I always say you're inspired by greatness and mediocrity. So when I watch you go down that hill, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do that. And then I get on the hill, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. But there's times when you're going down, what was the fastest you've ever gone? Like 80 something?
Yeah, I mean, the fastest I've ever been clocked was 84, but I would imagine it's somewhere a little bit above that.
Holy moly.
I honestly don't think I've ever even been clocked going 84 in my car. I have a Prius.
But no, so here's my, I got two questions about going 84 miles an hour. First of all, I've taken falls on ski slopes going like 30 miles an hour. And as I'm falling, I'm like, oh no, you know, you're going 84 and you're trying to win. What's going through your mind when you've taken a fall at a high speed?
You try to be like Gumby, you know, you see the fence coming and I always think like, I got this. And then I don't got it. And I'm literally doing the splits and, you know, tangled in the fence like a fish. But yeah, you just try to go limp because the more you tense up, the more likely it is you're going to pull something or break something. But it's not fun. I can tell you that it's really not fun. I always have the analogy that skiing is like, you know, when you're going fast down the highway, you know, stick your head out the window. That's kind of how it feels when you're skiing. But then if you crash, it's just like you're driving down the highway and then you jump out of the car.
Oh my God. And then you slide for like half a mile, but you just got to go Gumby. You got to be like Pee Wee Herman. You got to
let it go. Go with the flow.
Didn't your dad try to push you to do other sports?
I mean, I tried a lot of other sports and I have to say I was absolutely terrible at all of them. I played soccer and my only goal was against my own team. I tried figure skating and I liked the outfits a lot, but my dad pulled me out of that after about a month. Tennis, huge failure. Gymnastics, I was too tall since I was like 9 years old. So skiing was definitely where I had some talent.
It's funny because in a way it's like you failed your way to a gold medal. You failed at everything else and you're like, I'm just going to kill it at skiing.
Correct. Exactly.
Lindsey and I basically have the exact same trajectory with sports, except for I never got to the part where I was a gold medalist in skiing. I sucked at one after another, and then also skiing.
Now, Lindsey, your new show on Amazon, The Pack. Okay, so I just got a dog. This is my first time getting a dog.
Whoa, and I what just got kind so of dog did you get?
We got a golden doodle. Her name is Yasu, and she's adorable.
Oh,
that's cute.
Now you got Lucy. Lucy's adorable as well. So first of all, the question is this a show you wanted to do? You were just looking for an excuse to hang out with Lucy.
I mean, it was kind of a great excuse to hang out with Lucy, but I was looking for kind of the next career move after skiing. And I was like, I get to travel the world with my dog and 12 other dogs. I was like, that to me is the best case scenario. So
how's it been filming with dogs? Is there any trouble on set behind the scenes?
The dogs were the best part of the show. I mean, who doesn't want to watch a labradoodle running in slow motion with like rainbow highlights?
Well, Lindsay Vonn, we've asked you here today to play a game we're calling
Go Vonn Go.
You're used to hearing people yell Vonn Go, but what do you know about Van Gogh?
Oh, boy, okay.
As in Vincent Van Gogh. Answer 2 out of 3 questions correctly about the Dutch painter, and you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their choice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Lindsay Vonn playing for?
Andrew Campbell of Richmond, Virginia.
All right, Lindsay, here's your first question. After Vincent Van Gogh famously cut off his own ear, he painted a portrait of the doctor who treated him and gave the painting to the doctor as a thank you. What did the doctor do with it? A, he printed his name on it, then hung it up on a pole outside his offices like a sign. B, he used it to repair his chicken coop. C, he hung it up in his examination room as a warning to patients to take better care of themselves.
I mean, all of these sound like not logical options.
They're not. Well, see, now you're thinking logical, right? You're thinking a lot. Now, this show is not necessarily a logical show.
I mean, I don't think it's the chicken coop, but it could be number one, but I don't know. I'm going to go with number 3.
The truth is, it was the chicken coop.
What? No way!
Wow.
This guy hated the painting so much that he used it to repair his chicken coop. Now, the painting today is valued at $50 million.
That's insane.
Wait, you mean they reclaimed the painting from the chicken coop? Or it would have been valued at $50
million? Yeah, how does that work?
I think some of the paint isn't paint. I think it's just chicken poop.
There you go. Well,
it's just a dead chicken that you hang on your wall.
So the name of the game is Don't Think Logically.
There you go, Lindsay. You got it right. You go down a hill at 80 miles an hour. You think that's logical? That's not logical.
Correct.
All right. Here's your next question. You still got a chance. You get 2 of these, this person wins. So the oldest woman who ever lived, who died in 1997 at the age of 122 years old, lived long enough that she actually met Vincent Van Gogh. It's a moment that she remembered her whole life. Why? A, because she couldn't get over how ugly he was. B, because he offered her his other ear saying, I feel lopsided with just one. Or C, because she posed for him, but in the finished painting, there was a guitar on the chair instead of her.
I mean, I think maybe number 1.
You're getting good at this. You're right. Yes. She says it's a moment she remembered her whole life because she couldn't get over how ugly he was. All right. You're 1 out of 2. Here's your last question, Lindsay Vonn. Though most of Van Gogh's art is worth well into the millions of dollars, bargain hunters can still own a piece of history for the fraction of the price, including which of these, which recently sold at auction. A, for $80,000, a napkin on which Van Gogh doodled a duck with a mustache. B, for $240,000, a letter between Van Gogh and Gauguin describing their brothel visits. Or C, for $195,000, a VIP, quote, bedroom in Arles experience where you get to stay in the actual room from the famous painting and leave with a copy of the painting with yourself added into it.
Maz, it's Arl.
Arl.
Well, let's just go with the brothel letters because that seems the most interesting.
You are right, Lindsay Vonn. You're a champion. Look at you. He paid money for the brothel, and now we pay to get the letter for $240,000. Bill, how did Lindsay Vonn do in our game?
You know, she won a gold medal there and here. So congratulations, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Vonn is a world champion skier and the host of Amazon's The Pack, which you can stream now on Amazon Prime Video. Lindsey Vonn, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Bye, Lindsey. Happy holidays,
Lindsey.
Silver and gold, everyone wishes for silver and gold.